This segment is called Biggest Show Coming to Town This Week, and it is sponsored by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And also by TXU Energy. If you're not familiar with this segment, we look at the 5, 6, 7, or 8 top candidates, biggest shows coming to town that week. We run through the list, we talk about each one of them, and then we vote on which we think is the absolute biggest coming to town.
Okay.
And this segment started many, 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 many years ago because after the fact, we would all say, oh, wow, you mean Prince was in town? Or the Stones came through town? Or so-and-so was here? We didn't know it. So this is a way of letting everybody know that something big is around the corner so you won't miss it.
It's a great service to the P1s.
Did we ever miss the Stones coming to town, however?
That might have been an exaggeration, but you kind of get the idea.
Oh, okay, sure.
In other words, with this segment...
We know what it's all about.
All right, this week we have 5 candidates. Let's run through the list. Candidate number 1, Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. It's a twin bill featuring Three Doors Down and Daughtry.
I think he's done some decent stuff. I don't know if this is one of them. Is that a Coming Home song or something? Yeah, it's okay.
Going Home.
Going Home, yeah.
I'm staring out into the night.
Generic.
Yeah, it's kind of a generic song.
Oh, God.
He's a likable guy, though. Do you remember him on American Idol?
Is he the same as Bo Bice?
No. No, he was a young father and... You know, I was just hoping for a chance. I don't know. Seemed like a very likable guy. And I thought he had a great voice.
You're thinking of Taylor Hicks?
Oh, Daughtry. This dude.
And he wasn't even a finalist, right, on American Idol? He finished 4th or something?
Yeah. But I thought he was clearly the best when he was on.
He outside of Carrie Underpants and Kelly Clarkson.
Underwood.
And Kelly Clarkson, he's probably had the greatest success of any Idol alum, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Clay Aikens.
I think Daughtry's bigger.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
But did Clay Aikens win? Or did Reuben Studdard win?
Reuben Studdard won.
Well, and I'm just talking about anybody who's on the show from Idol.
What about that girl with the snaggletooth whose kidneys were always shutting down?
Jewel?
No. You got part of that, right?
Remember? Whatever
Bauer Socks. Kristen Bauer Socks.
Crystal Bauer Socks.
Crystal Bauer Socks.
I don't think she's done much yet. Don't count her out, though. Hmm.
What about Three Doors Down?
Yeah, they're okay.
They're not as good as Four Doors Down.
100 days have made me older since the last time that I've saw your pretty face.
You know, I don't have anything against these guys, but to me, this sounds like any band from the 90s.
Yeah, it's very generic.
Generic. Be you too. You know, in order to give you that unique.
How do bands get so generic, though?
They want to get signed. They want songs to get put on the radio so they get signed.
So they kind of do it on purpose?
I think so. Record companies do it to them sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just blind.
All right, candidate number 2. Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night. At the House of Blues... Zappa plays Zappa, starring Dweezil Zappa, doing the works of his father.
Playing his daddy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, old Dweezil. How's old Burl?
I think he knows him.
I met him one time.
Dweezil or Frank?
Dweezil.
He was up the ticket, wasn't he?
He was at whatever format 93.3 was at the time. I think it might have been Merge.
Oh.
And I rode down in the elevator with him and was shocked at how tiny he is. Like 5'5 or something. I mean, he is short.
Could you tell that story again?
Yeah, I met him one time.
Hey, Rich, some stories are meant to stay off the air.
That wasn't one, because I told it on the air.
Did you know that Frank Zappa was Sicilian, Greek, Arab, and French?
Ugh. So he had four parents?
He had four parents.
Four strikes and you're out. Yeah, he had some crazy music with Frank Zappa.
Is Dweezil as weird?
No.
You know what his sister's name
Nobody's
is, don't you?
Nobody's as weird as Frank.
Moon Unit.
Moon Unit.
Moon Unit.
Not the lyrics of that song.
Okay, that's maddening.
Well, this sounds like a sitcom theme from the early 80s.
Starring Michael J. Fox.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town, Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Air Supply.
Oh, say what you want. They had some decent ballads. I don't care what anybody says. What's
just
wrong with this song?
Hearing this love song. Hearing this music is the equivalent of somebody putting each one of my testicles on a golf tee and taking a Big Bertha driver to them.
Not that bad a song?
Yes, it's terrible.
This is a great song.
I'm lying alone.
Yes!
With my head on the phone. Thinking of you till it hurts.
Woo!
I know you hurt too. But what else can
you guys didn't slow dance to this in high school?
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Of course you did.
Dance with girls. That's why.
I had a Nerf basketball game that night, sir.
Right.
I had stuff to do.
Oh, man. Being in elementary school, dreaming of girls.
Punching your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then doing something else to my pillow.
Turn it up.
We get to the chorus.
Gotta hit it up.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long.
Like, oh, my God.
Too late.
I'm embarrassed to be humans
so
with you guys.
I never got that in the Phantom of the Opera either.
I want you to come back.
Someone clearly took the song from the other.
They stole this song. The Phantom of the Opera stole this song.
Right.
And you know, Billy Crystal observed that other Phantom of the Opera song sounded like School Days.
School Days, School Days, sweet and far to heaven. Yeah.
So, All Out of Love, is that exactly like Lost in Love and The One That You Love?
There are
those are both great songs.
All
those
great Making songs. Love Out of Nothing at All and The Power of
about
Love.
It?
All right, play another one. Can you get another Air Supply on short notice there, Jer?
Totally different.
No, this is the exact same song that you just played.
Oh?
Which one is this one?
Which one is this?
Even the
nights are better.
One.
Oh, God, I hate it.
So,
so
great.
So much.
What went wrong? Why love had gone and left me lonely.
Sounds like a bunch of trannies singing.
They still have all the same members.
There are two of them, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Feeling like I
Air Supply.
You, then you came to me.
Air Supply.
What a stupid name for a band. Yeah, bad business model.
This is a bad song. Oh, wait.
Even the nights are better.
Nice string arrangement.
Even the nights are better. Since I found you.
This sounds like a song that would be played over a driving montage in a late 70s movie.
Well, I'm going.
All right, we spent too long on Air Supply. Candidate number four. Saturday night at Billy Bob's, Drive-By Truckers.
They got a pretty big cult following here in the state of Texas. I got a couple of their CDs.
What song is this?
You tell me you get the CDs.
Hey, isn't this the cafe that you and I used to eat at all the time, Craig?
What was that place called? It's like Drive-By Trucker Cafe.
I don't remember.
Uptown Truckers.
What?
Do you remember that?
Uptown Truckers.
Uptown Truckers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just Truckers Cafe.
She's been living
remember that place?
Mother.
Where was it?
We ate there like every day for forever when we weren't eating at the hardware store.
Thanks, Rich. You got it, George.
Truckers Cafe.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Truckers Midtown Cafe.
In the old record store?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
The old Tower Records or whatever
something
that used
like
to be?
Something like that.
Capitol Records? Can't remember.
We saw Carlton Maxwell there one day wearing scrubs.
Yeah. Okay, it's coming back to me.
I support the
No,
drive-by
this
truckers.
Is not that cafe.
This band is not that cafe.
Right.
Okay.
All right, and finally, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah, Bob.
The great.
Yeah, Bob.
David Cassidy.
Oh, yeah. That's Gordo's boy.
I think his boy is Sean Cassidy.
I got a big bag of nothing.
This is a great song.
Why does it sound like a little circus carny music?
I don't know, but I will admit, I wanted to be in the Partridge Family as a young kid. I just always hated it, even at a young age. I hated watching this show and seeing the fade out. Not once when they rehearsed in that garage did they ever just stop a song. I can't talk when you're doing that. Stop it.
I'm not doing anything. That's on the song.
This song was a big hit for him.
This was the group, wasn't it?
Did he have...
Yes, it was the group.
Yeah.
He wasn't near as successful as his half-brother.
Here's Sean.
Sean Cassidy.
I don't know. I think that can be debated in some circles.
In which circles?
This one?
Are you going on teenage girl appeal or record sold?
Record sold, even.
Yeah, maybe close.
David at least has a career going on right now.
What does that mean?
Sean doesn't, does he?
Yeah, what happened to him?
He became a director.
He became a spare.
Yeah, hey, play this. Turn up the computer here, Jer.
He killed some dude in a car accident, too, while he was high. Oh.
Who, Sean Cassidy?
Yes.
No, that's not true. Where'd you hear that?
The internet?
He made it up.
The internet did not say Sean Cassidy killed somebody.
I'm not confusing him with Leif Garrett.
Now, isn't this a better song?
Yeah, Garrett. Leif Garrett.
Okay, my bad.
This is a better song than anything David Cassidy. I don't think David Cassidy wrote anything, but Sean did.
So I've researched three different lists of the top teen idols of all time.
Uh-huh.
On one list, Sean Cassidy is number one.
There you go.
Davy Jones, two. David Cassidy, four. On the other two lists, David Cassidy is in the top five. Sean Cassidy is not anywhere
See,
on the list.
It's because he was accused of doping.
I think you guys are minimizing David Cassidy and his musical ability.
I don't think he wrote anything. Sean Cassidy would actually write stuff.
But David was a good guitar player, according to the stories.
He was not that good a guitar player.
He was a great guitar player. And he taught the Beatles how to play harmonica.
No, that was Delbert McClinton. Only because the Merle Haggard pulled out at the last second.
I thought David Cassidy was cool when I was a kid. Watching Partridge Family, I thought, man, that guy's got it going on.
He's a lot cooler than Danny Bonaducci.
I think he had Susan Day.
He did. And then he discarded her.
That's right.
And it crushed her.
Yes, like a dish rag.
Which bag of nothing is this, Sean or Dave?
This is Sean Cassidy.
Yeah. Oh. Asking, did I love her or did I forget her?
What a spare week.
Now, David Cassidy had a ton of top 20 hits in the UK.
See?
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town. Candidate number one, Friday at the Verizon, Three Doors Down, and Daughtry. Candidate two, Friday at the House of Blues, Dweezil Zappa.
Candidate 3, Saturday at the Verizon Air Supply. Candidate 4, Saturday at Billy Bob's Drive-By Truckers. Or Candidate 5, Sunday at the Windstar David Cassidy. George.
I'll say Three Doors Down in Daughtry.
Gordo?
I'm going to have to vote for...
To support the Drive-By Truckers.
Oh. This right here.
It's Sean. That's by the Love and Spoonful. He didn't write that.
He had a real group.
He had a bigger
that.
Hit with it.
Oh, boom.
Love and Spoonful.
What guy? He ruined that song.
How did
that
he ruin like, this song?
That's
he
a great song. Song. That sounds like crap.
This sounds like awesome.
Sounds like it's going through a amp of manure.
What?
Who are you All voting right. for?
Then this one. Then this one is one that
Just
he wrote.
Vote. Okay, skip
Just
me.
Vote.
What?
That's a Cassidy vote.
Yeah.
Rich?
Three Doors Down.
Jer?
Three Doors Down in Daughtry.
Fernando?
Same thing.
I am voting for one of the top five teen idols of all time, the great David Cassidy, who's also, lest we forget, a television superstar.
So is Sean Cassidy. Hardy Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the Cassidys is coming to town, but Gordo, we are outvoted 4-2. Some band called Three Doors Down and someone named Daughtry is the big show.
Yeah, modern day relevance.
Goo-wad.
All right, up next, it's Gordo's Corner.
In Gordo's Corner, I've discovered a great movie that I need to tell you guys about next. She caught my eye.